Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for those of you who have ever gone to visit someone for the holidays. Do you ever get on an airplane and go to someone's house? Maybe you have family that's far away and you get to travel and you get to pack a bag and sit on an airplane. Well, if you do, this story is for you. It's called Flying is Fun. It's a little golden book. It was written by Carol North, illustrated by Terry Supper, and it is read today by Mommy and
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. That's who you are today? Cuckoo. You ready, Cuckoo? Reading you a story. Here we go. Ryan was excited. He was taking his very first airplane trip. He was going to visit his cousins in the city. Grandma gave Ryan a big hug and slipped a little sack into his hand. "In case you get hungry on the plane," she said. Inside the sack were two biscuits. "Goodbye, farm," shouted Ryan as he got into the pickup truck with mother and father. "I'll be back in 2 weeks." He lives on a farm with his grandma. That's amazing. It was a long drive to the airport. As they got nearer, Ryan saw airplanes taking off and landing.
"Is that the kind of plane I will be getting on?"
he asked. "Yes, I think so," said mother. Inside the terminal, they went to the check-in counter. The woman behind the counter looked at Ryan's ticket. She said, "Would you like a seat by the window?"
"Oh, yes," said Ryan. "I want to see everything."
The woman typed something on the computer, and then she said, "We have a window seat for you." "Oh, that's pretty cool. Can you imagine sitting in an airplane?
Wow.
And looking out the window?
Wow.
Didn't you just do that?" Mm-hmm. You did. What did you see?
The clouds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we looked out the window and saw
clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Clouds.
"Do you have any baggage to check?" she asked.
"I have one suitcase," answered Ryan.
Father lifted it up and placed it on the platform. The woman tied a ticket to the handle.
"Now you're all set," she said. "Here's your boarding pass. Your departure gate is number 12. Have a nice flight."
On their way to gate 12, Ryan and his parents passed shops and newsstands. Ryan's mother said, "You can buy one thing to take on the plane."
"I know just what I want," said Ryan.
He chose a book. Oh, Ryan, you are a smart guy. That's what I would have picked, too. Then they had to walk through the metal detector. It's the security, right? Ryan had seen a metal detector on TV, so he knew what it was.
"This is so the guard can see if I'm carrying something I shouldn't onto the plane," he said.
He even had to put his little paper bag on the conveyor belt. On the guard's television screen, Ryan saw Grandma's biscuits inside the bag, and Ryan laughed.
"They look like little rocks," he said.
When they reached the gate, Ryan looked out the window and saw a big plane just pulling up to the gate. His eyes grew wide.
"Is that my plane?" he asked.
"Yes," said Father. "Isn't it a beauty?"
Looks like his dad likes airplanes as much as he does. Have you ever seen an airplane and thought, "Wow, what a beauty"? Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, I definitely have. You know, whenever I see an airplane, do you know what I think of?
What?
I think of all the people who worked hard on that airplane so that it could fly in the sky. You know, there are a lot of people who work on them. There are people who have to design what they look like. Then there are people who have to put them together bit by bit, screw and nail by screw and nail. And then there are people who have to fly the airplane, the pilot. And then there are people who have to work on the airplane, the stewardess or the flight attendants. Here we go. Soon it was time to board the plane. Mother said to Ryan, "Be a good boy and mind your manners."
"Have a great time," said Father.
Ryan hugged them both and, with his sack of biscuits and his book, walked through the special ramp to the jet's doorway.
"Wait a minute.
Are you telling me that Ryan is getting on this airplane without his mommy or his daddy?"
"What?"
The flight attendant greeted Ryan.
"Traveling all by yourself?"
she asked.
"Yes,"
answered Ryan.
"And it's my very first time up in an airplane."
"I'll look out for you,"
she said. "What in tarnation? I cannot believe Ryan's parents are putting their kid on an airplane. Wow, they're brave."
"Would you like to peek inside the cabin and meet the captain?"
she asked.
"Sure I would,"
Ryan replied. The captain showed Ryan the instruments on the panel and told him a little about some of them.
"How do you know which buttons to push?"
asked Ryan.
"There are so many."
"I went to a special school to learn," said the captain, "and have had a lot of practice."
Wow. Wow, wow, wowie. The flight attendant helped Ryan find his seat and buckle his seatbelt. A gentleman sat down next to Ryan.
"Hi," he said. "First time up?"
"Yes,"
said Ryan.
"You'll love it,"
the gentleman said. The plane began to back away from the gate. Ryan waved to Mother and Father, who were standing in the big airport window, and suddenly Ryan felt a little homesick. I can see why he would feel that way.
How homesick?
To feel homesick means that you miss people or places that you love because you are not with them. The plane moved into position for takeoff and then taxied down the runway, picking up speed. Ryan felt the plane lift off the ground. It made his stomach feel funny. The plane began to climb. Ryan peered out of the window. He saw cars and trucks on a highway.
"They look like toys,"
he told the gentleman. Soon, the ground disappeared, and Ryan was gazing onto clouds and sky. The gentleman remarked,
"Pretty, isn't it?"
Ryan pointed to a cloud.
"That looks like my pet lamb back on the farm,"
he said. Then Ryan opened his book and began to read. After a while, the flight attendant came by to ask him if he'd like something to drink. Ryan asked for some juice. The flight attendant sat down a little tray in front of him. Ryan drank the juice and nibbled on a biscuit. Ryan asked the gentleman if he would like a biscuit.
"My grandma made them,"
he said.
"I'd love one," said the man.
Then Ryan decided to take a nap. He closed his eyes. He could hardly believe that he was going to sleep
in an airplane up in the sky.
He also couldn't believe how quickly the time went by. He had hardly dozed off when the pilot announced that the plane would be landing in just a few minutes. The seatbelt light flashed on. Ryan buckled his belt. When the plane started to come down, Ryan's stomach felt funny again. He looked out the window, and through the clouds, he could see land below.
"Look at all the buildings,"
he said to the gentleman.
"They're so big."
The plane landed. It took a few minutes to taxi to the gate and a few more minutes for everyone to gather their things. Ryan was eager to get off the plane and find his cousins and his aunt and his uncle, but at last the passengers started to move up the aisle.
It does take a really long time to get off of an airplane, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it feels like it takes way too long.
Mm-hmm. Ryan spotted his cousin, Michael, waiting at the gate.
Welcome to the city,
said Michael.
Welcome to the city,
said Michael.
Did you have a nice flight?
I sure did, said Ryan.
Flying is fun.
And it sure is. But what do we need on our flight when we fly? I gave you something. What did I give you?
An iPad.
Well, something to play with. Yes, I probably should have given you one of our books, but... As the plane was coming down, what did I give to you?
A snack.
A snack. That's right, because it's important to have something to chew when your plane takes off and when your plane comes down, because your ears can adjust, right? Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit better. It makes you a little more comfortable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that is my hot tip for how to fly. You need an iPad, I guess. Not true, you don't. But a book comes in very, very helpful. And a snack. And that, our friends, is
the end.
The end.